This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A plan to give downtown Milwaukee's long-struggling shopping mall $9 million in city financing to continue its redevelopment efforts might look familiar to some mall owners. Similar attempts have worked in other cities, but as Corrine Hess reports, this may not be a viable solution in smaller markets where distressed malls can't easily be brought back to life.
Madison Mathias and Becky Swanson recently did something fewer people are considering these days. Instead of going online, they went inside of a mall in suburban Milwaukee to buy a gift. At Brookfield Square, shoppers can still pick up a book at Barnes & Noble or buy a sweater at JCPenney. But like most shopping centers, the mall has had some setbacks. It lost anchor stores Sears and Boston Store and countless other retailers. Stacy Keating is a spokeswoman with Brookfield Square owner CBL Properties. She says the company isn't worried about the mall's future.
Consumers are starting to look for more entertainment, more experience-focused retail. And so, you know, bringing in uses like American Girl, which is a very experiential retail tenant, bringing in a Marcus Theater and a Whirly Ball, is kind of answering what the demand of the consumer is now.
Chattanooga, Tennessee-based CBL has been reinventing dying malls since 2013. In Franklin, Tennessee, an upscale suburb of Nashville, CBL added a bowling alley and restaurant district at Cool Springs Galleria Mall. Keating says over the last 5 years, sales at that property have increased 30%. Much like Franklin, Brookfield is a wealthy suburb. While the company is investing in wealthier communities, it has walked away from others. In 2016, CBL turned the Wausau Center Mall back over to its lender after the struggling shopping center lost two of its three anchor stores. Keating would not comment specifically on the Wausau Mall. She says malls in smaller markets do have an opportunity to be repurposed, but face more challenges. Wausau Mayor Robert Milkey says he would love to see the downtown mall turned into a mixed-use development like the ones in Brookfield and Milwaukee that include housing, office space, and some retail.
Let's face it, it's an Amazon world today. The retail sector is never going to come back like it is.
Across the state, malls are struggling to varying degrees as iconic anchors such as Sears and Bon-Ton have gone out of business, and Macy's and JCPenney continue to lose money. Garrick Brown is a national retail researcher with Cushman & Wakefield. He says malls in urban and dense suburban areas will rebound, but those in rural communities will continue to struggle. Brown agrees the best option is to add housing or even medical centers to make them viable.
It really is kind of the way the rest of the world has done malls, mainly because their economies always have been a little bit iffy, and so you had to hedge your bet. Well, I think going forward, that's the safest bet.
Back in Milwaukee, owners of the downtown mall have added apartments. They've begun signing office tenants and are planning on opening a food hall later this year. But in Wausau, plans to bring a movie theater to the mall fell through in 2017. Milkey is still hopeful it can once again be the hub of the city's downtown.
And it's still a special building, but like so many other communities, we're trying to figure out a way to repurpose it. Right now we're kind of at a wait and see as far as what the owners in Florida are going to be doing.
Shopping malls are just beginning to undergo these massive transformations. It's still unknown if entertainment venues will save these once bustling centers. But owners hope creating a place for the community to gather rather than a hub of commerce is a start. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.